Now, will you notice verse 2? He says, I will also gather all nations, and I'll bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And that's there at Jerusalem, by the way. And I will judge them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And that, when the Lord Jesus comes to the earth, believers would have already appeared before his judgment seat to see whether they're going to get a reward or not. But now when he comes to the earth, he's going to judge to see who's going to enter the kingdom. And you have there very marvelous prophecy. Now, that is not alone in Joel. Here is the first of the prophets who says it. All the prophets mentioned it. When you come to one of the last of the prophets, Zechariah, in the second chapter of Zechariah, verse 10, listen to him. He's saying the same thing. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. That's what he's just told these people at the beginning. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. Now that is the great hope, the bright hope of these people, that the Lord was coming to establish his kingdom on the earth, and at that time the Spirit would be poured out on all flesh. Now, I keep reading here in verse 3 of chapter 3, by the way. And he says here, and they shall have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, sold a girl for wine that they might drink. And this is an awful thing. You and I are living in a day, I get a little provoked sometime at this society for the prevention of cruelty to animals. And they do come up with some unusual demands today about how animals should be treated. In fact, they post to the fox hunt now, but the fox generally gets away, so they don't need to worry about it at all. And they're posed, of course, to hunting and all that type of thing, a shooting of game. And they haven't been down to the stockyards yet to stop the slaughter of cattle, because most of them like porterhouse steaks and sirloin steaks and prime rib roasts. And if you do, why, you just couldn't, I don't think, conscientiously belong to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. But friends, that's not the thing. I don't mind that. I think that animals should not be mistreated. They're suffering from man's sin. I think today the great cruelty is to children. The cruelty to children is one of the most appalling things that's happening in our day. And down here in Southern California some time ago, a mother and some fella she'd picked up with, some no-good, ne'er-do-well nobody, and he beat the little fella. She had a child, a little boy, precious little boy. What a beautiful picture it was at the beginning, and then they had a picture of it near the end, the way he'd been beaten and mistreated. And finally, the little fellow was killed by being beaten by this fellow. And actually, there was not much stir here in California. That mistreatment of a dog has caused more furor in our community than mistreatment of that. The mistreatment of children today is one of the signs of an end of an age. And believe me, all of these runaway children today, why are they leaving home? And I think every parent, when a child runs away from home, my friend, you need to get down on your knees before God and ask him what you did wrong. And somebody says, well, he got with the wrong crowd, and we need the psychologist to tell us. My friend, you don't need that. The Word of God said very plainly, and the day comes, and this was an evil day, that they would actually cast lots. And they'd give a boy for a harlot. And how many fathers today are setting the right kind of an example to a son? And a girl is sold for wine. How many girls are being plunged into immorality today because of liquor that's in the home? A young girl arrested the other day that has become a harlot asked where she took her first drink. She says, with her mother. God have mercy on the mother that'd do a thing like that. And I say to you today, somebody needs to speak out in this so-called suave, sophisticated age that tries to think that we're advancing in civilization and we're going down the tube so fast it's making us dizzy today.